this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I can help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
I'm back on the air, boys, again. Butch on Sports is here. I'm Simply Butch. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Yes, indeed, I'm back on the air. I can't take it. Give you some sports news you can't get enough of. Yes, I don't know how enjoyable my sabbatical was, but it was cool, okay? Hey. That's the best I can tell you. It was cool. Kids are back in school. We'll talk a wee bit about football, high school, and, you know, what little we can held out on. But let's go for it here on Butch on Sports here. First and foremost, the 2020 season of Thursday Night Football is going to kick off with the Cincinnati Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. Yes, the number one pick, Joe Burrow, and the Cincinnati Bengals against the number one overall pick in 2018, Baker Mayfield, for the Cleveland Browns. 8:20 is the matchup, exclusively on the NFL Network. If you have that, then you're cool. If you have straight TV, unless you're in those markets of Cleveland and Cincinnati. Oh, wow. Oh, my. Oh, but anyway, it's going to be football tonight, boys and girls, here. Should be somewhat a very interesting match here. Cincinnati Bengals almost win their game last week. And Joe Burrow didn't look too bad. On the other hand, Baker Mayfield, he better do something tonight or else he's lost the job. That's it. That's all I can say. That's all I can say on that there. I'll just keep moving on here. The Big Ten. Yes, since last we left, the Big Ten was very sure that they wouldn't have a football season this spring, but politicians and a whole lot of other mess got in the way. And the Big Ten, and plus, you know, let's not, you know, sweep this under the carpet here. The Big Ten got a lot of many doctors within the conference and some of the best hospitals within some of those, those campuses to find a way to work together and make sure that the players, in their mind, could be safe. So, they're going to be playing an 8-game season, yes, starting October the 24th. Yes, it's very feasible to imagine they're pulling that off in such an environment here. You know, I'm not going to kid you here. I am scoopity-doop scared. And the Big Ten's going to require a whole heck of a lot of stuff to make sure everything goes the way it should go on. They're going to require students, athletes, coaches, trainers, and other individuals who are on the field for all the practices, all the games, to go daily testing. Test results must be completed and recorded prior to each practice of the game. That means they're going to use that quick testing mechanism that shows that they're positive or negative. The student athlete who tested positive or do test positive for COVID virus, or the coronavirus as they call it, throughout the point of contact, they would require immediate attention within about 14 days or maybe quicker. Most say 7 days, and I do believe the Big Ten's go with the 7-day program there. And within, for them to get back, they must, again, put, you know, test 2 consecutive negatives for them to have any consideration. 1 negative, 1 positive is not going to get it. If it's 1 negative and the next one tests positive, they'll be given a 3rd test. It has to be 2 in a row of good testing. So, with that said, good luck, Big Ten. And I'm quite sure we'll hear a lot of stuff throughout these weeks before October the 24th, because that's a good while here before that gets cranked up. And like many of the campuses right now, they're flooded by a lot of COVID-19 and a lot of students having parties and doing things that they probably would not do if mother and father was around. Of course, there's some adults here, you know. I haven't got to talk about sturgeons yet, there, where almost a 500,000 bikers gather in the small town to party for about a week, only to go back to their neighborhoods, and I'm quite sure it won't be healthy if something goes wrong with that. A lot of spooky things here. I in my mind, sometimes don't understand, but my job is to report the sports without prejudice. This is a big week in front of the Detroit Lions with a divisional game with the Green Bay Packers. I was there at the Hullabaloo this past Sunday, which I was very, very sad because, you know, the game had so much to go to it, and it was a great possibility. Detroit Lions, like other games, leading in the game, could maybe pull this one all the way to the finish line. Chicago Bears scores 21 points in a row and beat the Detroit Lions. That did not sit good for a whole lot of people. That's including yours truly, who sat and watched it. And I'd like to congratulate Detroit Lions for very good accommodations, too. They treated us very well, us media people, to view that game there. And social distancing was a part of it. But the Green Bay Packers, they'll be in Green Bay. They got some problems here up the road. They're going to be dealing with Minnesota, New Orleans Saints, I think, at home next week. Then they'll go to Minnesota. Ooh-wee. Lions got some things going on. But hopefully they get it together there. And showed some promise. They had Galladay out, first-round draft pick, Okuda out. Hopefully they can stand well or maybe be closer being part of the game, because the Lions need everything they can get right now. They stunk on Sunday. That was just an embarrassment, put it that way. I can't say anymore. In the meanwhile, the Detroit Lions announced that they have signed cornerback Chris Jones to the active roster from the Arizona Cardinals practice squad. Jones originally entered the NFL with the Lions in 2018 as an undrafted rookie, free agent out of Nebraska, spending the training camp with the team and spending time with the Arizona practice squad as well, and on the active roster for Arizona in the course of between 18 and 20 of the regular season. Jones has appeared in 13 games, 3 starts. And he's a significant tackler and a pretty good doggone pass defender as well. But again, you got to beat out some people who basically had names and places. And of course, those didn't work out either. So Jones is back here, and hopefully he can work out where the Lions right now are weak at cornerback, and they showed a huge deficiency at cornerback or training, whatever you want to take it, here when I saw them this past Sunday. And I tell you what, it stank. Speaking of COVID and COVID-19 in the NFL and the NFL Players Association, they're monitoring testing for the National Football League Players Association. They announced between September 6th and the 12th they did this particular testing there. And during the period for players in Tier 1, Tier 2 personnel were tested daily. Tier 3 individuals were tested weekly. I try to give you a definition there if I got time to do this there. But the individuals who tested following the joint NFL-NFLPA treatment protocol, they were immediately isolated, not permitted to access a team facilities or have any direct contact with players or personnel. Club medical staff on a regular communication with the individual who tested positive and to monitor the symptoms. The monitoring testers' results, these are the results. 40,479 testers were administrated for a total of 7,437 players and team personnel. That's a lot of testing for 7,000 people. 15,959 testers were administrated to 2,511 players. 24,520 testers were administrated to 4,926 personnel. It's a lot of testing there. And from those tests, there were 2 confirmed positive tests among players and 5 new confirmed positive tests among personnel. That is not bad, but again, the testing, I tell you right now, is better than be tested and not be tested. And I'm going for that plow myself here. Of course, I didn't mention out of that particular Lions thing. I know I took a pause with the COVID testing of the NFL Players Association, just letting you know. But I was kind of leaked off with the ejection of the Detroit Lions linebacker Jamie Collins on Sunday for making contact with the official in the game against the Chicago Bears. And that incident happened early in the second quarter as the game was tied 3-3. Collins lowered his head and made contact with the official, immediately threw a flag and threw his rear end out of the damn stadium for unsportsmanlike conduct. And of course, you touch an official. If it wasn't violent, if it wasn't malicious or anything of that nature, still, you touch an official, they throw you out in the street. And that's what they did to Mr. Collins. So, I'm just letting you know, I haven't forgot that either. Sadness this morning when I found out that Bill Belichick's mother passed away. Of course, Mac Patricia has ties with Bill Belichick. Of course, giving his condolences, he said he was absolutely going to leave it all private there. And he told the media that in that particular way. When some media person asked, have you reached out to Bill Belichick? And he said, Bill's a tremendous guy, close to my mind. He knows whatever he needs. Let me know. And he, after that, said everything else is private. There. Have you seen the NBA playoffs? Fantastic, aren't they? Boston, Heat, Los Angeles Lakers, and the Denver Nuggets! Oh boy, I wish the Nuggets beat the Lakers. I'm just going to say. I shouldn't be that way, but just, I don't know. It's a wish. And the NHL, the Islanders, and the Lightning. And Dallas, and whoever. I shouldn't do that to Dallas, poor Dallas here. I was shocked that, you know what, and Dallas beat up on Vegas like that. I really was an uproar. And it didn't bother me, per se. But, I just don't know. I just didn't figure that out here. Well, what can I say? What can I say? I won't mention the other West team that's going to play them. I won't mention. Maybe because that's why I'm voting for that team to win. Nah. More on that Sunday. The Detroit Tigers announced on the Grapefruit League schedule for 2021 in Lakeland, Florida. Of course, they're planning to have spring training. Spring training of the 2021 season will mark the 85th season that Tiger Town in Lakeland will be extended to the Detroit Tigers' relationship of Major League Baseball there, you know? So, it'll open up on February the 26th. That's the exhibition season I'm talking about. It'll open up sooner than that. But they'll be playing Southeastern University, as they always do. You know, then, of course, the real deal of the exhibition season, or the sideline event of the Grapefruit League, will start with the Boston Red Sox on Sunday, February 28th. I'm just saying that now because it takes your mind off the Detroit Tigers and they're losing. But Cleveland has it worse. They have lost 8 in a row. Had a huge lead here. Chicago came back, and the White Sox, that is giving them a hoot and a holler. Of course, before I talk about the Detroit Tigers, per se, let me congratulate Jermer Candelario of the Detroit Tigers, who have been named the American League Player of the Week, presented by Chevrolet. He batted .423. That's 11 for 26, with 8 runs and 4 doubles, 3 home runs, 9 RBIs, and a slugging percentage of .923. Over 8 games. By God, congratulations to him. Tigers got some very good young kids. Here's the deal. They don't know when to hit. And until they get experience on not looking at pitches to try to knock the crap out of the ball, placing the ball where it may, and stop being, you know, they're young, they're tender. And, you know, I guess they all want to be big boppers. And right now, Comerica Park or their team is not suited for it because they can't hit a damn baseball and keep a dog on decent average. Some of these younger kids do, but it's all about timing. And it would help if some of the veteran players could pitch on in there. Scope is probably gone for the season. Yeah, I said it. So you got Nico Goodrum going from shortstop to second base. That's the person who got to pick up the deal. Or maybe you may not see him next year. Because they got some young kids right now. They want to move in and move on. And with the camaraderie that they can build up, it definitely can be goodies for them. I'm talking about, though, the Tigers upcoming. Now, this Thursday through Sunday at Comerica Park, the Indians will be sending out right-hander Shane Bieber, who have a 1.53 ERA. Zach Plesac, who has a 2.20 ERA. Tristan McKenzie, and also Carlos Carrasco. The Indians got one of the best pitching rotations of all of baseball, but the last 8 games, they have stunk, boys and girls. Tigers have an opportunity to kind of, you know, even up the tie here with Casey Mize starting tonight for the Detroit Tigers, followed by Fulmer, Trumbull, and, of course, that's going to be the leader of the pack this year's, I'll think of something for him, Matthew Boyd. It would be very nice if all 4 of those pitchers could come through and, you know, just lift the volume. And those young players can come on out there and beat the crap out of the Indians. Will it happen? I don't know. But the Indians know that they got to kind of give themselves some cushion if they want to stay in the playoff hunt there. You know, Beaver tonight for the Indians, okay? So there you have it. I've given my 2 cents and what for. Now, so there. There you go. And for that, I'm done. I could be wicked, but I'm done. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oma Darling Productions. You know you can catch Butcher on Sports anytime on Facebook. Yes, go to Butcher on Sports on Facebook. You can also go to Podomatic.com. Type in SimpleButchBoo.Podomatic.com. You can also go to thegamesportshow.com and get that juicy podcast you just can't get enough of. Also, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. And remind you, boys and girls, the Game Sports Show will be back, I was told, and it'll probably be finalized this week. We'll be back on radio again. We'll be doing podcasts where we flip them over to the website. But we'll be back on radio. And with Scott Nation, of course, and Dave McKay, and also E.J. Russell. Wow, we've been having some one heck of some podcasts here the last month. I mean, and we skipped a, kind of a week, you know, between those two. But, you know, some hot subjects here. And join us in the Sault Ste. Marie Upper Peninsula there for the Game Sports Show on 1500 ESPN. I'm out of here, boys and girls. Y'all have a very, very good week. And we will deal with this on Sunday, boys and girls. Yes, I'm put you on sports. Wear your mask. I'm